Fizz Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, The Failure of Imagination in Thinking About Disasters. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, has released an after-action report on its performance in Puerto Rico, and it met the disaster with a disastrously bad response. Responding to Hurricane Irma's devastation of the Virgin Islands, they had emptied out their warehouse in Puerto Rico of almost all supplies as they tried to respond. Then, only weeks later, Hurricane Marie slammed the island of Puerto Rico. The FEMA report essentially stated that in making contingency plans, they prepared for the occurrence of a single incident rather than concurrent incidents. The Washington Post, in their story and report, called this a failure of imagination, writing, "The hypothetical hurricane FEMA planners had anticipated and prepared for in recent years was far less destructive than the one that arrived on September 20th. FEMA envisioned a storm knocking out power to 73% of the population, the report states. Maria destroyed the entire grid, much of it for months. The hypothetical storm would require search and rescue resources across 75% of the island. Maria required search and rescue for 99%. The plan imagined that 56% of hospitals would be affected. The reality was 92%. I'm in regular enough and daily contact now with our star volunteer engineer and my compañero in Puerto Rico, Willie Cosme, a host of Salsa from A to Z for 26 years and now a regular staple of all of our programming, but that's a relatively new thing. For 6 months, we were lucky to be able to even get a text to him. His electricity and internet still go out on a regular basis. A backhoe blackened the island not long ago. This is a long-running disaster whose body count is still unknown. My point today is not just that Puerto Rico got slammed twice, once by Maria and then by the ineffectiveness of the U.S. government and its people from the White House on down. That's common knowledge. My real concern is that we're continuing to have a failure of imagination when confronting disasters, both national, natural, and political. A screaming baby with a cell phone might be funny for a minute, but it minimizes the danger and destruction of Hurricane Donald, even as it slanders all babies. President Trump has curated his own worldwide summer of rage as he travels from one country to another. It is clear that we all still suffer from a failure to imagine the damage he brings and how bad it might still become with concurrent incidents. After blowing up the G7 meeting in Quebec, he flipped off NATO allies in Brussels, threatening the whole European alliance, undercut the British Prime Minister, outran the Queen, and has brought us into a tariff and trade war that his Treasury Secretary has conceded he doesn't know how to stop. None of this counts the domestic devastation he's brought to civil and human rights, labor, women, the environment, health, education, social services, the courts, and the rest of the endless acres of scorched earth he's rendered on American soil. No one thought it could ever be this bad. This was our failure of imagination. It is every bit as bad as our worst nightmare, and there's no timetable on when we might be able to wake up from this horror and live normal lives again, much like the situation for all the residents of Puerto Rico. We need an after-action report for America that is as frank as what FEMA has detailed on their mishandling of Puerto Rico, and then, rather than just an I'm sorry, we need a total cure. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.